In the name of the newborn king. Well, welcome everybody, and thank you very much for being here tonight as we celebrate God's wonderful plans for you and me. These are fun days watching our kids and our grandkids with all the presents they will be opening coming up. We could call these days Toy Story, right? And not only toys for kids, but hey, some of you might get a new gadget, a new phone. We are blessed indeed, and we are going to have a lot of fun in this season of Toy Story. But the angelic good news of tonight is that each of you is being cast as a character in God's joy story of how Jesus comes to bring joy to your life and mine and that of the whole world. Many of you have enjoyed already the fourth, what could be the final installment of the movie series Toy Story. When my kids were little, there were a few years when the Toy Story characters were sort of mixed all in with the manger scene characters. So Woody was with a cow, with a shepherd chasing the cow. Mr. Potato Head played the role of the innkeeper. It was a crazy mix of all the characters on a great adventure with Jesus. And isn't that our story still today? You are crazy characters all here together, invited to follow Jesus on a great adventure. But would you help me out tonight? Let's have fun exploring how our toy stories might blend into the joy story that we unwrap tonight. So many possibilities, but let me just share four quick ones with you, maybe in honor of our four Advent candles on the wreath. And when I point to you, would you shout out this great life question that we just sang? What child is this? Let's practice that.
What child is this?
Okay, we're ready to start. Here we go.
What child is this?
This is a child who brings a joy story because he comes as wonderful exchanger. When I buy a toy for a little one or for my family, it's important to be guaranteed that I can exchange it if need be, right? So even on Cyber Monday, when I ordered some pants online, when they come, my legs are so short, oftentimes they don't fit. So I want to know that I can actually take those pants to my local store and make the exchange. You have your own stories. How about this one? Once upon a time, the Christmas exchanger visited the Johnson House in Peachtree City. Mr. Johnson opened the door cautiously and viewed a man void of fashionable clothes or haircut. "Do you have any trash I can take for you today, sir?" Mr. Johnson said wearily, I think we're okay, but thanks." "Really, I know this sounds odd, but I will give you $100 in exchange for any bag of trash." "Seriously?" "Seriously." Mr. Johnson looked back in his house upon all the Christmas wrappings from that morning's present opening. He quickly opened a garbage bag and he scooped up all the wrappings. "Okay, I call your bluff, mister." Whereupon, the Christmas exchanger gave Mr. Johnson a crisp $100 bill. "Any other trash you need exchanged?" Mr. Johnson ran to the kitchen, took the half-filled waste basket under the sink, dumped the old coffee grinds, slid in Susie's old banana peel from breakfast, and he carried it skeptically to the front door, where again the Christmas exchanger took it and presented Mr. Johnson with another $100 bill. With his mouth agape, Mr. Johnson reflected, "Do you offer exchanges for anything?" "I do. And I guess I'm most interested in what you really need to throw away." what you really need to move out of your house in life. Well, with that, Mr. Johnson sighed. He took a smaller bag and he started whispering in it. Frustration at work. Worry about his wife's health. All kinds of burdens and sin and confession poured into that bag, which he then handed out to the Christmas exchanger, who then, good to his word, gifted him again. Waving as he left, the exchanger shared, "Merry Christmas, Mr. Johnson, and joy to you." Martin Luther says Jesus' ministry among us is the joyful exchange. Jesus takes our trash and gives us his treasure. Our guilt for his innocence. Our brokenness for his tip-top way of facing life. A neat toy story includes a great exchange policy. A joy story includes a wonderful exchanger who helps us trade up every single day. All right, help me out again. Secondly, this is a child who brings joy because he comes as the wonderful energizer. A child rips open the present and then squeals with delight because it is just the right toy. The dream toy. She's been waiting not only hours but weeks and months for this toy. She turns it on and nothing happens. Oh no. You read on the box, batteries not included. You don't have any. Let me ask you this. If you were a phone, how long could you operate without plugging in to some type of charger? How long can you go when some days are far more criticism than compliment? Part of the Christmas joy story is Jesus' offer that he will keep you energized with the perspective power you require not only to function but to thrive. In John 15, Jesus says this, "I have told you all these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." Bars at 100%. Whereas Romans 8 says, "Because of Jesus who was raised from the dead, you too will have life because of the Spirit who lives in you." That is good news, at least for me. Because maybe, like some of you, quite often I hit a wall. I can almost sense low battery pulsing in my body. Challenges too hard, optimism too low. And then I hear Jesus' promise, "Fritz, you are never alone. Plug in. Be energized in me. Let's do life together." One of my gifts for my wife this year is a case of wine from different countries from around the world. And what do we know about grapes? They cannot grow on their own, right? They draw life from a vine. Secondly, the grapes and wines are different depending on the soil in which the vines are planted. Jesus says, "I am the vine, and you are my branches. Let my life flow through you." Don't kill yourself trying to figure out life all by yourself. Let's grow something beautiful together. Critical question for all of us. Do we go it alone most days, or do you plug in to the joy story energizer? All right, help me. Thirdly, the child tonight brings a joy story because he is directional guide and light. Question, how many of you use Waze or Google Maps? Anybody here? Aha! I remember when I was an intern pastor, and I back in the dark ages, and I was trying to figure out where people live in a town that I was unfamiliar with. And some of you remember how maps used to work. You spread them out there like 5 by 5, and you're looking for Baker Street, and you went to a guy who Baker Street, C5. And it was like playing Battleship, right? And then you went to C5. You okay, here's Baker Street. And then you just had to hope you were doing your best when you got in your car, making your way from where you were to 411 Baker Street. Today, it is a different story, right? Just type in the address to Waze, and you will be guided visually, orally, right to your destination. Many of you treasure Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, so I don't want, because he leads me, he guides me in pathways of righteousness. Jesus is such a gift because he promises that if we follow him, as we listen to him every week in worship, in devotional time, in scripture, in acts of service, that he will lead you to places of joy. If you use Waze, you know there are times when you get an alert and you say, hey, it says new directions, because it knows of an accident that has happened and it wants to avoid it. Jesus in no way guarantees steering you away from all your problems. But with Jesus, I think we have a guide that can steer us through the problems. With Waze, what do you hear if you weren't paying attention and you missed the exit? Recalculating, right? Even more so with Jesus. Jesus will never give up on you. Your U-turns, your recalculations are patiently integrated into a journey where he never leaves your side. In just a few minutes, we're going to pass out some candles. We're going to have a candlelight service, and it's hard to put into words why we find that so beautiful, the hope of a light in the midst of the darkness. But all of us know some type of darkness that scares and worries us. Questions about health or home, the environment of our planet or your workplace. Whatever wakes you at night, Jesus offers this promise: I am the light of the world. Follow me, and I will guide you. Okay, finally, this, let's say, is the child that enables our joy story. Not only is exchanger, energizer, direction, but friend. The 4 Toy Story movies with Woody, Buzz, Lightyear, and gang warm my heart as fabulous testimonies of friendship, of how friendship can change our world. The Magi brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, gifts for the king. But isn't it amazing that this king of creation grows up and tells his loyal disciples, I, the king, call you friends, because everything that I know from my Father, I have shared with you. This past Friday, I went down to Macon, Georgia, and spent the afternoon in Central Prison visiting one of our friends, our disciples, incarcerated there, and making your way through all the gates and locks and the barbed wire. It is pretty intense, but it was really neat to celebrate this gentleman's accomplishments in the Braille translation program. That's going to be his new career. But after the celebration, some visiting, some prayer, it was time for everyone to leave. His visits with pastors and friends and even family, very limited. But this gentleman knows he has one friend that bars can never stop from visiting. And that's the one who was born tonight. As parents, would you agree that the very best lifelong gift we can give to our children is a relationship with Jesus, the ultimate friend? It is Jesus who will be a friend to my kids long after Luann and I have passed away. It's Jesus who will be the faithful friend to my kids in those complicated moments when I or anybody else does not have the wisdom or depth to help them out. I have always loved the theme song from Toy Story, and I appreciate my son Luke being here tonight to sing it for us, maybe with a few tweaked lyrics from the perspective of Christmas Jesus, as Jesus greets us in his own joy story. So here we go.
You got a friend in me, a new reality. When the road looks rough ahead, just know I'm coming from my manger bed. You just remember what the angel said. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Got a friend in me. Love is my specialty. I got troubles. I know what to do. From the manger to the cross, my life will give for you. We stick together and we'll see it through. Now you got a friend in me. New joy in life you'll see. Some of the voices might be a little bit louder than I am, glitzy and pushier too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you or the way I do. It's me and you, friend, and as the years go by, friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. 'Cause you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
So, friends, I hope you have a really fun Toy Story these days. It's going to be a lot of fun. But make sure you are unpacking the real gift, the joy story, the newborn King Jesus, who offers, if you're willing, to be your lifelong exchanger, energizer, direction, and friend. Take him up on the offer. In Jesus' name, amen.